The New Testament word that describes the highest form of love is agape. It is found 106 times in Scripture, and it depicts God's unconditional, unending, and perfect love. God gives His love to every Christian and commands them to love others as He has loved them. Hi, I'm Chris Montgomery, and you're listening to Fraser 365. This month, we're exploring what that kind of perfect love looks like, how God loves us, and how His love empowers us to love others here and now. So thanks for joining us, and we hope that this study will challenge you to show the love of Christ to everyone around you today and every day.
You're listening to Day 30 of Love Now. Today's title is Love Others as Christ Loved You. Mother Teresa once said, "When you know how much God is in love with you, then you can only live your life radiating that love." Our text today is John 13, 34. "A new command I give you, love one another. As I have loved you, so you must love one another." Jesus tasked his disciples with what appeared to be an impossible challenge, to love others with the same unconditional love that he consistently demonstrated. Indeed, the first disciples struggled at times to love in the same manner Jesus modeled for them. One example is the time they were surprised to find Jesus speaking to a Samaritan woman at the well. Time and time again, they revealed their struggle to fully embody his love. Aware of their weakness and need for growth, Jesus commanded them to love one another just as he loved them. The new command represented a transformation, as the disciples would receive the Holy Spirit to empower them to express a love like Jesus's, characterized by acceptance, forgiveness, and compassion. This love was selfless, prioritizing others above oneself. Christ's love transcended cultural norms and expectations. Earlier in his ministry, Jesus had emphasized the two greatest commandments, with the second being to love one's neighbor. One verse after our scripture for today's devotion, he makes it clear that their love for others will distinguish them as his followers. Interestingly, just before issuing this command, Jesus had washed his disciples' feet. While foot washing was customary for guests at the time, it was typically performed by the lowest servant. By washing their feet, Jesus demonstrated profound humility and deep love. Since this act preceded his instruction to love others as he loved them, the humility displayed in foot washing and the sacrificial nature of his impending death reveal how his disciples are to love one another. And although Jesus was speaking directly to his first disciples, this command resonates through Scripture to every believer today. Our unconditional and selfless love continues to set believers apart. While the call to love wasn't new, the emphasis on loving others as Jesus loved, through servanthood and sacrifice, even to the point of death, was distinct. In John 13:34, the Greek word new implies freshness or difference. It doesn't mean that the command was just presented, but rather that the imperative is now presented in a fresh new way. The Old Testament taught that you should love your neighbor as yourself, while the New Testament expanded the application to loving even your enemies. Now, Jesus adds the idea of loving others as he loved us. Therefore, the central command of loving others wasn't new. The additional command of loving like Jesus took love to a higher level. So now we must answer the question, how does Jesus love us? His love was selfless and sacrificial. During his time on earth, Jesus taught, served, and welcomed all people. He broke barriers of hate, reached out to the oppressed and marginalized, and invited followers to do the same. His love culminated in his final moments, which were filled with betrayal, brutality, and ultimately, his death on a cross. We can reflect the same love Jesus showed by embodying humility, selflessness, and service. Loving like Jesus means sharing the gospel and caring for the persecuted, orphans, and widows. We express His love by producing the fruit of the Spirit to serve others rather than indulging our own desires. When we love as Jesus did, others will recognize us as His faithful followers. What an honor it is that Jesus invites and empowers us to love as He loves. This command shouldn't feel impossible. It offers a gentle and transformative call to walk in His ways, placing the needs of others above our own. Loving like Jesus leads to a more fulfilling life, knowing that we contribute to the advancement of God's kingdom, rather than merely leaving a personal legacy. By humbly washing the feet of His disciples and making the ultimate sacrifice on the cross, Jesus demonstrated the highest form of love. While we won't bear the sins of humanity as He did, His sacrifice grants us the opportunity for eternal life with Him and the privilege to love others with a pure and selfless affection here and now. Here are a few questions to consider today. What do you find difficult about the new part of the command to love others as Christ loved you? What characteristic of Jesus' love do you need to emulate in your love for others? God has overwhelmed us with His love. Who are you overwhelming with the love of Christ? Thanks again for joining us. Have a great day.